Wildly Worthy acknowledges the traditional owners of country. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hey, I'm Ella.
And I'm Elle, and we want to welcome you to Wildly Worthy,
the podcast that brings you inspiring conversations, insight, and tell-all stories about overcoming obstacles, owning your worth, and living life on your terms.
From healing to personal growth, relationships, and self-discovery, we have got you covered.
So whether you're looking for motivation, guidance, or just a good old laugh,
tune in to Wildly Worthy and be wildly you. Hello, Wildly Worthy listeners. We are back in your ears for another episode, and we're so thrilled to be here. Last week was big questions being asked, and so we wanted to kind of just drop in as the seasons start to change, as the Christmas tree lights are being turned on. We wanted to talk about another kind of big episode that may be able to support a lot of you as we lead into the end of year.
But firstly, how are you? Any highlight, low light?
Oh, myself. Yeah. Highlight this week. I don't know. You can go first. I need to think.
I think soulful
sessions. Same question every week.
Yeah. Soulful sessions. I think that, you know, we don't obviously do them a lot anymore. So it's always just so beautiful to get in front of the community and to be of service and to meet new people and just, yeah, having such a beautiful turnout and so many new people and obviously so many people that we know so well as well. So I definitely feel very full after that experience and yeah, just grateful for this time of year. I'm really like consciously choosing to navigate through it at a slower speed, which feels nice as well, that choosing to do Christmas season differently and not kind of fall into the frantic like there can be. So yeah, that's been a little beautiful thing to navigate through and to know that we do get to choose.
Yeah, I'm so excited for Christmas. I've already started doing Christmas shopping. I am headed to New Zealand. I know that I've spoken about it before. So yeah, that's definitely like a highlight. Usually I just drop money into my nieces and nephews accounts, and I know that when they're old enough to have access to their bank account, they're going to be very thrilled. but yeah, it is hard. They live in New Zealand. So yeah, it's really beautiful that I'll be heading over and having Christmas with them and just really switching off. So yeah, I don't know. I think highlights are just like the end of year wrapping up, seeing, you know, everybody this last weekend, and the reflect and direct, like people, the feedback coming in from that workbook, you know, the updated questions and just how it's kind of just changed and evolved over the last 5 years. So yeah, really beautiful to know that that is something that is supporting people. And along with that workbook as well, we've also got the festive guide. So that's just like your 10 steps to really just thriving through this festive season that's upon us. So yeah, I don't know, no real low lights. Jairo's been the best boy in the world. Yeah, he had a little incident at his school a couple of weeks ago, and his eye kind of like, I don't know, something happened to it, but it's definitely healing and getting a lot better. So yeah, no real low light apart from that.
Beautiful. Well, we are here to talk about the concept of seasons today. And, you know, we have a summer, a spring, an autumn, a winter. Every year we have these beautiful seasons. And, you know, that can be looked at through the lens of life as well. And we do have these seasons that we navigate through, and some of these seasons are high, some of these seasons are low, some of these are challenging, some of them are ease-filled. And it doesn't mean that we're going to go and recreate our life completely each season, but it means there might be new focuses, new challenge, growth, new elements that come into those seasons for us that, you know, serve a purpose in some capacity. And these seasons can look like, you know, like the lens through the lens of seasons as well. You know, autumn might be a stripping back. It might be a pulling apart. It might be a healing and a rebirth period of our life. You know, winter might be a hard, a challenging, and maybe an isolating or a healing part of a season for us. You know, spring might be a falling into place, you know, a working towards something. It might be an invigorating and motivating season. And summer might be a season where we're, you know, we're really reaping the rewards of the previous season, and we're having, you know, lots of beautiful things fall into place because we've done the work to create that. And so we're here to kind of talk about that concept of seasons today and to get curious about what season you might be in.
Mm. And also just knowing that, you know, a season of life doesn't just happen like 3 months of the year like winter does, where you know that there is a time frame where the, you know, the snow is going to stop falling or the sun is going to be out. It is going to look different. Some seasons are short and some are long. Really reminds me of the poem, A Reason, A Season, A Lifetime. Mm. I love that poem so much. If you haven't looked it up, look it up on Google. No one knows who wrote it. It's a very unknown poem, but the section of season, I've just looked it up as we started here, and it says, for season, it says, some people come into your life for a season because your turn has come to share, grow or learn. They will bring you an experience of peace and make you, it's not opening for me, make you something. They may teach you something that you have never done. They may actually give you an unbelievable amount of joy. Believe it, and it's real, but it's only for a season. And, you know, the reason a season, a lifetime, is around friendship. But when we're speaking around, you know, life seasons, like, it is going to pass, whether or not it's a couple of weeks, a couple of months, a couple of years, a couple of decades, that not all seasons will truly last.
And you might have like a motherhood season, there might be a heartbreak season, there might be a healing season, there might be a business building season, there might be a season of really deepening your faith, there might be adventure or experience filled seasons, traveling seasons, busy seasons, slow seasons, hard seasons and joy filled seasons. So as I'll mention, these might be very short and, you know, very fast, or they might take a little bit longer, and some of these seasons may even go on for a couple of years as well. And so it's just learning to be with the season that you're in and examine, get curious, and really surrender into that season for yourself. But I'd love to know, Elle, what season are you in?
I think for myself, like, there's been so many. For those, it's not going to be of a shock that have been on my Instagram, but I've definitely been in a season of faith. But that's been like the last four years, so it's not really a shock to anybody. But it has definitely been a deepening. And so, you know, within that, there's been a lot of changes with identity and a lot of changes within, you know, like when you start to give your life to Christ. You know, there is a lot that comes up with spiritual warfare and the opinions of others and the judgments of others. And so just standing strong in faith really does bring a whole nother level of like discernment and, yeah, having to like navigate that and feeling really quite like alone. Like, I've definitely got like my sisters in Christ, which has just been wonderful. But like finding, you know, where my church home is and finding, you know, the people that it's safe to kind of go and talk to. And it's truly like a big unlearning and a relearning as well. So yeah, I feel really solid in like where I am, within my beliefs and what I'm choosing for myself. And yeah, it's been a really big and beautiful and messy and yeah, like big is how I can kind of describe that. But I have most certainly been in like so many other seasons of, you know, traveling. Traveling's been huge seasons at different times in my life, not just, you know, one season of travel. Like, I took off with Ev in her van for a couple of months only like 3 years ago. I traveled for 2.5 years. If you know my story, you know that. And there's always been like little parts of travel between that. But yeah, right now I just feel like I'm in a bit of a slow season heading towards the end of the year. Yeah, there's lots happening within like Havening itself and Havening headquarters wanting me to do different things. So yeah, kind of just in like a bit of a pause, but also like allowing for what needs to happen. So that's kind of like the season. I'm really looking forward to Christmas filled with like the children and being a support person to my brother and his beautiful wife, and yeah, really just being there with them I'll be there for like 2 weeks, so it's a long enough time.
I love that, and I see you in all of that, and I think I'm in a season of like a lot of self-discipline. I think running two businesses and studying part-time was definitely a lot more than what I thought it was going to be. And so, you know, for the last 12, 10, 6 months, I've had to really, you know, be discerning in where my energy is going. I've had to say no to a lot of things. You know, my social life is a lot smaller than what it was because I'm, you know, in a season of some sacrifice. You know, I'm sacrificing some short-term things for some long-term goals. And so, you know, having to spend, you know, sometimes my Saturdays I'm studying, sometimes Fridays I'm studying, nighttime sometimes I'm studying and getting assessments done. Obviously balancing everything else in my life and really prioritizing, you know, the friendships that I do have with the time that I have available and friends. But definitely I'm in a building season and a busy season because there's just a lot of moving parts in my life. And, you know, Perry and I are very much in a foundation building part of our life as well, where, you know, we want to have kids in the next couple of years. And so, getting prepared for that financially, getting prepared for that within our home, getting prepared for that within our relationship as well. So I feel like I'm sowing the seeds for all the future seasons right now, and I know that my future self is going to really reap the rewards of what I'm doing in this season. But it's not it's an enjoyable season, but it's not, you know, a season where I can just go to the beach every Saturday and relax, or, you know, I also can do those things, but I'm having to really pull myself up on where I'm spending my time and what I'm doing, and sacrifice some things for that long-term goal. So that's kind of like the season that I'm in right now.
So if you're listening to this and you're wanting to reflect, like, what season are you in? What season are you in? Yeah, if there were lessons or learnings or things right now in this season for you, like, what could they be? Yeah, what could those lessons of this season be for you? What greater purpose could this season be in serving you? Yeah, like, what's the silver lining, so they say? Because in every season there's lessons and learnings, whether or not you're at the peak of the mountain and you're up there and you're like, yes, like, I've made it. Unfortunately, at the peak of the mountain, you're going to realize that there's another mountain. So it's recognizing, okay, what's here for me?
And, you know, speaking into the season that you might be in as well, and seasons in general, comparison can come up a lot because we can look back on the fun season or the traveling season or, you know, the ease-filled season and be like, oh, I want to be experiencing so much more of that. You know, maybe you're in a season of building like I am, or a season of, you know, pulling things apart like Elle is and re-examining things. And we can look back on seasons that may have been a little bit easier and, you know, want to take ourselves back into that ease, but it takes away from the gold and what is really required in the season that we're currently in. You know, the lessons, the learnings, as I'll mention, the silver lining and the things that are there for us to experience and, you know, the things that we are meant to be doing in this season. But comparison can definitely come up. So, you know, if you are noticing that you're comparing this season to another season, comparing this season to other seasons in the past, knowing that every season is here to serve a purpose in some capacity.
And some seasons really do require more stillness. They require more rest. They require more space. They require you to use more of your tools that you've got. Some seasons in our life require support, professional support, guidance, love from those around us. Some seasons require us to take more radical responsibility of our actions, right? To use higher levels of discernment, to have that courage to say no, and really inset those boundaries as well.
So what do you need in this season? What is it that you need to surrender into? And is there some radical responsibility that's also needed as well? Because, you know, if there is a season of uncertainty or a season of some challenges, or maybe there's some things that are coming that are outside of your control that you're purely just responding to right now, and maybe that's feeling hard and you're feeling frustrated and you're wanting to get out of that. And so if that is where you are, you know, how can we take radical responsibility and step back into the driver's seat of your life and actually actively do some things to maybe shift yourself back into an easier season? If you're in a season of winter and of challenges and of pulling apart, you know, what can you do to support yourself in that? Are there ways that you can take care of your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, your spiritual body? Are there things that you can do to really nourish and take care of yourself that might support you in shifting through this season a bit faster? You know, maybe not.
And you may be fit in like quite a few different seasons at the moment as well, right? Just know that that's okay. Yeah, that you can weather the storm, that you will make your way through it, that you will get through it, that you don't have to go through it alone, and that like beauty is going to come from it, right? Beautiful things are going to come from this season if you allow it, if you take the lessons and the learnings and like, you know, really preparing yourself for like those next seasons, right? And really encouraging you to go, okay, well, I might be in this season now and this might feel heavy, it might feel icky, it might feel hard, it might feel heavy, but I know that the next season, whether or not it's the very next one or, you know, in 12 months' time or in 5 years' time, like what are those seeds that I'm planting now that will become the fruit?
Because the work that you're doing today, you'll reap those rewards in future seasons. You know, the seeds that you're planting, the harvest that you're creating, like these things will pay off in future seasons and your future self will thank you for the work that you're doing in this season. So, you know, if this season is slower and more rest filled, or if it's faster and there's lots of moving parts, you know, how can you show up for yourself today so that your future self in future seasons will thank you for the work that you're doing? You know, what would that look like? And how would you show up differently if you could know that your future self will be thanking you for the actions that you're taking today?
So what's that step? If you were to take some radical responsibility today, what's that next step? What are you choosing for yourself?
And I guess for anyone listening to this, what would be some recommendations you'd give them in terms of navigating through a season? If they're navigating through a season that's feeling hard, or they're feeling uncertain, or they're comparing themselves, what would you say to them?
Yeah, just take a deep breath. Yeah, know that this too shall pass. Like, come back to the tools if you've got them in your toolbox, right? Slow down. Like, and also just become aware of like what actual season you are in, and go and speak to somebody that may have been through that season. If you know of somebody, or go and seek that professional help. Yeah. Cause the season will always pass. Like I said, like the snow will stop falling, like the sun will come out, like, you know, the sun will come out tomorrow, even like after, you know, the darkness of the night. Like, yeah, just knowing that it will pass, like utilize your tools and you've got them. You know, I guarantee that you've got YouTube on your phone, right? You've probably got Insight Timer, like, you know, you've probably got the meditation apps, you've got pen and you've got paper. If you've got the privilege of listening to this podcast, you've got a notes section on your phone. Like, just get it out of your head. Get it out of your head, gain the clarity on where you are. You know, this podcast is coming out in November, like the Reflect and Direct workbook is there. Like, reflect on yourself where you are right now in this time of year, and then start to think about, okay, what are the future seeds? Like, that workbook kind of can't be out at a better time than this podcast right now. What about yourself?
I think the other thing I would add to it is just check in on your expectations of yourself, because if you are in a different season where there's, you know, more rest required or more stillness, or, you know, you're navigating through some challenges and things like that, and you're expecting yourself to perform or show up the same way that you did in a more ease-filled season of your life, then we're not going to be able to show up with the same capacity because we're not in the same season. So it's checking in on your expectations, and are my expectations of myself in this season realistic? Are your expectations of yourself in this season realistic? And if they're not, how can you readjust your expectations to be kinder, to be more gentle with yourself, and to maybe adjust your workload or adjust, you know, the things that you're expecting of yourself so that they are more realistic with yourself, and so that you can be your own best friend instead of being your own worst critic? Because if you're judging and criticizing and just, again, expecting so much more of yourself than what you have right now because maybe your capacity in this season is different, show up with the capacity that you do have available in this season, and don't try and expect yourself to show up from anything other than that.
And when you are in a winning season as well, like, continue to practice that gratitude for what you do have, and go out and help others. Yeah, go out and with this excitement and this joy, like, we have tall poppy syndrome here in Australia, and so when things are good, like, we don't want to tell those around us, but, like, you know, you sharing your wins can actually be incredibly comforting and inspiring for those around us, and I think we need a bit more of that from a place that's you know, humbled and really celebrating the successes and the wins, because yeah, there is enough torment and heartache and pain and suffering out there, so you know, you sharing the way that your life is really working and winning at the moment, you know, can be really inspiring for others.
I love that, actually, because I've had a lot of people recently say, like, oh, you know, I've had some wins and I'm wanting to share it on social media, but there's, you know, there's so much going on right now and I just feel like it's not right, you know, and it's, everything's always going to coexist, you know, love and hate are going to coexist, you know, and so, you know, your wins can also coexist with someone else's suffering as well, and it gives permission for people that are in those more challenging seasons to remember that there's going to be brighter days coming through. So, yeah, and as El beautifully mentioned, like, show up for other people. If you've got a greater capacity, if you're in a more ease-filled season, if there's more resources available to you and things are feeling a lot better for you than other people, then, like, what can you give? How can you show up? What ways can you serve your community in a greater capacity so that you can really allow other people to experience this beautiful season that you're experiencing as well, and allow it to, you know, ripple into the lives of those around you as well? Because we know we do rise by lifting others, and when we are experiencing things in a really beautiful way, like, it's really beautiful to pay it forward and to be that light in maybe other people's darkness.
I don't know if it's a song or a meme or a reel, but that I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Sometimes just, like, you know, what are you tuning into? What are you listening to? What's encouraging you? Where are you getting your information from? You know, where are you seeking that support from? It all has a really, really big impact on you as well.
So just to recap, there's going to be lots of different seasons of life, and we really invite you to lean into what season you are currently in, what reflections, what lessons, what learnings, what life experiences, what silver lining is here for you in this season, and how can you readjust your expectations of yourself and just fully surrender into this season and really take what you need from it, but also take that radical responsibility and, you know, show up and do the work in this season so that your future self can really reap the rewards in the future seasons that are to come, because there's going to be future seasons, and the work that we do in this season is going to be felt in the seasons that come afterwards as well. Knowing that you are responsible for your life, that you are in charge of your life, that you are in the driver's seat. And even if this season has brought with it some unforeseen circumstances and things that are outside of your control, what can you control within this season? How can you bring the power back into yourself and focus on those things that you can actually control?
So, thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Wildly Worthy. We are so grateful to be here alongside you all. We trust that you are going to have a wonderful and blessed week ahead. Thank you again for your reviews, for your comments, for your shares, likes, and just the referrals. You know, we know that you guys listen to this podcast and there's somebody that you know it will resonate with. So thank you in advance for sending that through. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
And just to close off, if you know somebody that's navigating through a harder season right now, send this to them. If someone you know is in a season of, like, oh, how do I get out of this? Where am I? I don't even know what's going on. Send this episode to them, or send another episode to them, and just give them a little bit of a life raft to be that light in their darkness today. And if you are navigating through a season, whether it's a good season, a more challenging season, we'd love to know. So please know that we are always loving your messages in our inboxes. So send us a message. Let us know. Let us love on you and celebrate you in this season. And we will see you again next week.
Ciao. Thanks for tuning in to Wildly Worthy. We're on a mission to help you live your best life.
We hope that you found today's episode inspiring and valuable.
If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback helps us to reach more people and to continue to create content that is meaningful and impactful.
And be sure to follow us on social media at The Enlightened Co. Please tag us, as we love hearing from our listeners.
Remember, you are wildly worthy of living a life that you want. Keep taking risks, pursuing your passions, and growing into the best version of yourself.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Wildly Worthy.
And remember, be wildly you.